Welcome to Torat Imecha Parsha. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying Parshas Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze begins in Perek Chof Ches with Yaakov on his own, where he has his famous dream with a ladder standing on the ground and its top reaching to the heavens. Behold, God is standing upon him and promises him he will not desert him and he will not leave him, as Yaakov must flee the wrath of his brother Esav. In Perek Chof Tes of the book of Bereishis, Parshas Vayetze, we find Yaakov who arrives in town and meets Rachel, his ultimate beloved, by the well. He loves her so much, he agrees to work for 7 years for her hand in marriage with his future father-in-law, Lavan. When the fateful night of marriage comes, he wakes up in the morning, and behold, he has married Leah. It is the wrong wife. How could you do this to me? He says to Lavan. Lama rimi sami, why did you trick me? Lavan famously says, "Lo yasekim b'mikomenu latet hatziira lefnei bechira." In our place, the younger does not go before the older. Fascinating medrash that says Lavan was saying, "Perhaps in your place, Yaakov, you went before the older brother Esau, but in our place, the older one goes first." And therefore, Leah was put instead of Rachel. Perek Chof Tes ends as Leah has four children: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. I forgot to tell you that after the Sheva Brachas for Leah, Yaakov marries Rachel, his beloved wife, who he has to work 7 more years for. Perek Lamed sees Bilha and Zilpah having children. And finally, Rachel gives birth to Yosef. Asaf Elokim et Cherpati. Asaf Elokim et Cherpati. God has gathered in my shame. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Yaakov says it's time to go home. However, he ends up working 6 more years for his flocks. He decides it's time to leave. Lavan catches up with him. Where are you going? Who stole my trophy, my avodah zarah? The one who stole your avodah zarah, says Yaakov, shall die, essentially putting a curse on Rachel, his beloved wife. Perek Lamed Aleph, which is the very, very end of Parshas Vayetze, sees Yaakov leaving Lavan and they part ways. We are going to be focusing on the beginning of the perek, of the parsha, right in the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov and his famous dream. I am in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Yud, which is the very first Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shava vayelech charana. Again, Yaakov is running away because after he essentially stole the brachos under the ruse of dressing up as his brother Esav, Esav finds out, Esav wants to kill him, and he runs away. Yaakov departs from be'er shava, he's going to Charan. However, before he arrives there, vayifka b'makom, he encounters the place. If you recall, we spoke about this Pasuk already because this is the Pasuk where the Chazal saying Gemara Brachos Chafvav Amar Beis that Yaakov established the evening prayer, not the topic of today's shiur. Vayifka b'makom, he encounters a place, he prays Tfilas Arvis, Vayalan Sham, and he sleeps there, Kibah Hashemesh, because the sun had set. Vayikach me avnei hamakom, he takes from the stones of the place, he puts it under his head, and he lays down in that place. He's going to sleep. Why? Because he hasn't slept for 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, and now he's running away, and he's tired. He puts the rocks, they jostle, become manrak under his head. Vayachalom, and he has a dream. Vehine sulam mutzav arzav. Can you believe it? There is a ladder that is standing on the ground. Viroshu magia hashemayim, on the top of the ladder, reaches to the heavens. And not only that, vehine malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo. There are angels of God going up and going down the ladder. And not only that, it gets even better. Vehine Hashem nitzav alav. And would you believe it? The Almighty is standing upon him. Vayomer, and God says, Ani Hashem elokei avram avicha. I am Hashem, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Yitzchak. The land upon which you are lying, to you and your seed, I will give it. V'haya zarcha ka'afar ha'aretz. Your seed will be like the dust of the land. They will burst forth. West, yama, kedma, east, safon, and north, v'negba, south. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. And behold, I will be with you, and I will guard you wherever you go. And I will return you to this place, because I will not leave you, says God, until I have done what I have spoken to you. He had a dream. He thought he was in a forest. He thought he's in the backwater of Luz. He thinks he's going to sleep because he's exhausted after 14 years of steiging in Torah. And could you imagine? He has a ladder, and there's God, and there's angels, and there's divine promises. Vayikatz Yaakov. He wakes up. Mishnaso, from his slumber, from his sleep. Vayomer, and he says, Achein. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazev anochi lo yadati. God is in this place, and I did not know. Vayira, and he was afraid. Vayomer, and he said, Manora Hamakom Azai, how awesome is this place? Ein Zaki im Beit Elokim, this is none other than the house of God. Vizesh Sha'ar Hashamayim. We know, according to Drash, he was sleeping on Har HaMoria, the site of Akedas Yitzchak, the site of the Evan HaShasiyah, the site from where the whole world was created. He's sleeping on the holy, what we call today, Temple Mount. I can't believe it. This is the gateway to heaven. This is the house of God. Yashkim Yaakov Baboker wakes up early in the morning and he takes the stone that was beneath his head and he makes it into a pillar and he anoints it with oil and he calls the place Beit El, the house of God. It used to be called Luz, but he realizes this is much holier than what I thought. I want to speak about, last week we spoke about, if you recall, what I thought was a very beautiful teaching. Rivka, when she is pregnant, she exclaims, Im kein lamazer nochi, if I will only have a child who has koach, strength, and noi, beauty, without the chachma, what is the point? Today, I want to share with you a beautiful vart, a beautiful dvar Torah, brought down by Chaim Sabato in his Sefer, reading for Shabbat, which is called Rest for the Dove. Rabbi Chaim Sabato is the co-founder of Yeshiva Birkat Moshe in Male Adumim and subsequently made Rosh Yeshiva of that prestigious institution. As well, he is an author of many books. So in his book on the insights into the parasha, which is called Rest for the Dove, Rav Chaim Sabato also points out an acronym in this week's parasha that I find particularly compelling, beautiful, with a strong take-home lesson, which I would like to share with you, which once again deals with an acronym in the letters or in the words of the Torah. Yaakov is in Luz, Lamed Vav Zayin, that's the name of the place. And he thinks he's nowhere. He's in some backwater. There's no holiness here. I'm in some forest. I'm in some anonymous no man's land. And he doesn't recognize that God is here until after his dream. Vayikatz Yaakov. I'm in Perachav Ches Pasuk Tes Zayin, 28:16. And Yaakov wakes up from his sleep and he says, listen carefully. And again, once again, it would be helpful if you're looking inside the Chumash. Perachav Ches Pasuk Tes Zayin. Vayomer, and Yaakov says, Achein. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, va'anochi lo yadati. Surely, there is God in this place, and I did not know. Rabbi Chaim Sabato teaches so unbelievably. The name of his grandfather, Rabbi Aaron Shweka, explains this pasuk on the letters for the Hebrew words of Achein, Shirli, Aleph, Chaf, Nun, and Anochi, Aleph, Nun, Chaf, Yud. We have a Chazal on the Gemara that teaches us that the keys, before I go to the drash of Rabbi Chaim Sabato, okay, that on the Kisei HaKavod, on God's throne of glory, there are four legs on God's throne of glory. And there are four images, one image per leg. What is on the throne of glory? What images are on the throne of glory? Aryeh, lion, kruv, cherub, like kruvim, nesher, which is more accurately translated as vulture, not eagle, and finally, Yaakov Avinu. Those are the images holding up kaviyachos, as if it were possible, the Kisei HaKavod. So let us now look at this pasuk again and understand the acronyms that I want to point out to you. Ayikatz Yaakov Mishnah. So what did Yaakov learn as he had this dream? Not only that God was in this place, but that man has an unbelievable tafkid in this world. Here he is leaving Eretz Yisrael. Here he is about to establish his family. He's going to work for a trickster father-in-law, but he's going to be honest. Even when he says to his wives, your father switched my waves just 100 times, he was honest. He worked by day, he worked by night, he worked by cold, he worked by heat. He had a stellar reputation. He becomes the Bechir Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu realizes in this pivotal dream that the Jew has a crucial tafkid in this world. And that is to carry the name of God, to uphold the name of God, and to make a Kiddush Hashem, a sanctification of the divine name in everything we do. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasto. Yaakov wakes up abruptly from his dream. Vayomer, and he says, Achein, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Achein, Aleph Chaf Nun. I knew that there is God in this place. I knew, Achein, that the Aleph Aryeh, the lion, Chaf, the Kruv, cherub, and Nun, the Nesher, vulture, hold up the throne of God. The image of these beings representing power and might, hold up the throne of God. Va'anochi, Aleph, Aryeh, Nun, Nesher, Chof, Kruv, Yud, Yaakov. But me, Yaakov, my image is also engraved and etched in permanence on the throne of the Almighty. Yaakov is perturbed when he wakes up from his dream. Rabbi Aaron Shweka, who was the grandfather of Rabbi Chaim Sabato, explained this verse. Achein, Yaakov says, surely God is in this place. I know the Aryeh, the Kruv, and the Nesher are the Chayot HaKodesh, the holy images, the holy spheres, the holy powers, the spiritual powers, who bear the chariot of God. They bear the Kisei HaKavod. Anochi, lo yadati. But I, Yaakov, who will be Israel, my image too is engraved as one of the bearers of the Kisei HaKavod. Anochi, Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yud, Yaakov/Yisrael. Lo yadati. This I did not know. Writes Rabbi Chaim Sabato, Yaakov was saying, I did not know that I, Yaakov, had the power to bear the chariot of God's glory in this world. I did not know that I, Yaakov, have the power to reveal God's greatness in this world. I did not know that I, Yaakov Avinu, a mere mortal, can hold up the image of God in this world, just as the Chayot HaKodesh do on high. It's an extremely powerful take-home lesson for all of us. No one should ever think that they're nothing. No one should ever think that Ribbono Shel Olam does not need us, Chas V'Shalom. Nobody should ever think that someone else will bear the divine image in this world. But me, I'll leave that to somebody else. The image of Yaakov/Yisrael is engraved on the Kisei HaKavod, and Yaakov/Yisrael is the father of the Shifteka, the father of the Ume Yisraelis, the father of the 12 tribes, the father of all of us. We are all the B'nai Yisrael. And so in a sense, as descendants of these 12 tribes who come from Yaakov/Yisrael, in a sense, there is a semblance of every man and woman in Israel engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. No one should ever think that it is only the Chayot HaKodesh who hold up the Kisei HaKavod, because within every Jew, there is the responsibility, the zechus, the honor, the privilege, and yes, the pachad, of the fact that we are engraved on the Kisei HaKavod, which translates into an awesome achrayus, as we live our lives bearing the name of God and the throne of God, so that all of our actions will be mekadesh shem shamayim. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnaso vayomer. I knew God is everywhere, and I know that the Aryeh, the lion, the Kruvim, the cherub, and the Nesher, the vulture, hold up the image of God everywhere in the world. But Anochi, even I, Yaakov Avinu, Aleph Aryeh, Nun Nesher, Chav Kruv, Yud, Yaakov/Yisrael, this I did not know. This is what Yaakov learned from this famous dream, Sulam Yaakov, and this is a legacy, a Mesorah, and a lesson that we must all learn. I must carry with us every day, every moment of our lives. I thank you for learning with me. Torat Imecha Parsha. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue next week. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you all.